This is The Couple Next Door, script number 139 for broadcast Thursday, July 10, 2:30 to 2:45 p.m., current New York time. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
I'm going downtown, dear. I want to get your swimming suit, and while I'm shopping, I thought I'd buy a shirt or two for the baby.
Can I go, too?
No, dear. I have so much to do. And on my way home, I'm going to stop at the hospital and see Mrs. Parker. Do you know they have a new baby?
No. What was it?
Another little girl. And I can't take you because they don't allow children to visit that part of the hospital, dear.
Can I come and visit you when you go to the hospital and our new baby is born?
No, darling, but I won't be there long when I go, and Dan will be here to visit you. I need you home here to sort of look after Daddy when I'm going anyhow. You will look after him, won't you, and sort of take care of the house?
Oh, sure. I can use my carpet sweeper and I'll dust.
Oh, wonderful. You're the best duster I know.
And I can cook for Daddy.
Why, sure. In fact, Daddy's coming home for lunch today. He forgot to take some papers to your office with him this morning. He's coming back this noon. Now, there's ham for sandwiches in the refrigerator, in case I'm late getting back.
I can make a ham sandwich.
Sure you can. Now, Mrs. Chandra will be here cleaning anyhow. At least I hope she comes. You watch for her, dear. I'll leave the doors open. Now, you be a good girl.
I will.
Where's Mary Lou Kendall? I thought you were playing with her.
I am. She's over there in the tent.
Oh. Mary Lou?
Yes?
Come here, dear. Now, you two children can either play here in our yard or down in your yard. Your mother knows I'll be gone. And that Betsy is with you, Mary Lou.
We're going to play house in Betsy's tent.
Oh, well, that's fine. Now, you be good girls, both of you. I may be a little late. I have to stop at the hospital. If Daddy gets home before I do, tell him there's ham for sandwiches.
Yes, all right, Mommy.
Bye, dear.
Bye. Mary Lou, I know something we can do. I thought we were going to play house in your tent.
I know something more fun.
What?
Let's go in the kitchen and cook something.
I don't think your mother would like that.
She doesn't care. She said I could. She said when she goes to the hospital to get the baby, I have to cook for Daddy.
Really?
Uh-huh. So let's go in and make lunch for my daddy today.
Okay, what'll we make?
I don't know. Let's think of something real good.
And here's a thought that's real good. Never mind where he goes, the important fact is that old man Trouble disappears whenever Amos and Andy and Robert Q. Lewis turn up on the CBS radio scene. They join you on most of these same stations 6 days out of seven and leave no room for gloom. Jokes, music, and famous visitors make our Amos and Andy Music Hall a lively place for all. Wild new business schemes, old romances, even racing dogs who are too rich, too busy, or too tired to walk complicate life for Amos and Andy and shoo those blues away from you. Music, comedy, and guest stars keep things humming along on our Robert Q. Lewis show, too. Ray Block and his orchestra provide the musical background. Judy Johnson, Richard Hayes sing the songs. And along with Bob, fun makers like Pert Kelton and Parker Fennelly spark the laughs. Today, give Trouble the double heave-ho. Here's CBS Radio's Amos and Andy and Robert Q. Lewis shows.
Oh, gee, won't you be surprised?
Should we put anything more in the soup?
How does it taste?
I don't know. I didn't taste it.
Well, for Pete's sake.
Hi, Daddy. Mary Lou and I have a surprise for you.
Well, you certainly do. Boy, I'll bet your mother's going to be surprised, too. Where is she? Boy, look at this kitchen. What have you two been doing?
Getting lunch for you.
Does your mommy know anything about this?
Yes, she said I could. Didn't she, Mary Lou?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I'll bet she didn't. I bet she didn't have anything like this in mind. You must have used every pot and pan in the kitchen, milk and flour all over the place. What in heaven's name did you fix for lunch?
It's a surprise, Daddy, isn't it, Mary Lou?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Becky and I set the table for you in the dining room.
You go sit down, Daddy, and I'll bring your lunch.
Oh, well, all right, that's wonderful. Hey, look here, you didn't turn on the stove, did you?
Oh, no, Daddy. Mommy said I must never turn on the stove.
We didn't turn on the stove. This is a cold buffet lunch.
Oh, cold buffet lunch, I see. Well, that's fine, girls.
Go sit down, Daddy.
We'll bring the things right in.
All right, okay. Oh, hey, this table's beautiful. Even a centerpiece, huh?
Dandelions.
And I took some of my daddy's roses.
Yes, I see. It's going to be a surprise for your daddy, too.
Shall we tell you what we fixed?
Sure, go ahead. I'm dying to hear.
You tell him, Mary Lou.
No, you tell him.
All right, look, how about just bringing it in, huh?
All right, come on, Mary Lou.
What should we give him first?
The soup. You always have soup first.
Soup? Look, you sure you didn't turn the stove on?
No, Daddy, this is cold soup.
Oh, I see.
Don't spill it, Betsy. Be careful.
I won't.
Oh, well, hey, that looks delicious.
Taste it.
Yeah, I will, darling, I will. It's kind of like tomato soup, is it?
No. Taste it.
Yeah, I am. Ah. Well, it's certainly different.
Is it good, Daddy?
Yes, dear. Yes, it is. There's quite a distinctive flavor, don't you think?
We didn't try it. It looked so funny when we got it fixed that we thought we'd let you try it first.
Oh, I see. Well, could I ask what ingredients you put in?
Well, we put in flour and water,
and ketchup and mustard,
and salt and pepper, and lots of sugar, and we put in a little bit of ginger ale, too.
Ginger ale, too, huh? Anything else?
Oh, yeah.
We put in an egg and stirred it up with an egg beater,
and we put in some chocolate sauce, too, for flavoring.
Oh, what are these things in the bottom?
Stones?
Oh, we washed them.
Stones? Why stones?
Because it's called stone soup. I made up a new soup.
It is absolutely delicious. You know what? It's so good, I think I'll just save it for the last. Did you have something else for me?
Yes, we have a ham sandwich and some lettuce salad. But the soup is the bomb.
I know it is, Don. That's why I think I'll save it to the last. How about bringing on the ham sandwich? And how about cleaning up that kitchen a little bit before Betsy's mommy gets home?
Oh, she said she might be late, Daddy.
Oh? Why, where'd she go?
She said she had to go to the hospital.
Hospital? Your mommy went to the hospital?
Yes.
Well, why didn't you tell me? Oh, my gosh, of course. It must have been an emergency to just rush off and leave you alone.
Mrs. Kendall, the cleaning room, was supposed to come, but she didn't. But anyhow, Daddy, Mommy said...
Now, look, darling, look. Mary Lou, I'll tell you what. Take Betsy to your house, and now you stay there with the Kendall sweetheart. Daddy will call you there.
But Daddy...
Now, please, darling, be a good girl and do just what Daddy says. I've got to get to the hospital. To the hospital right away. My gosh, why didn't she have somebody phone me? Now, Betsy, you go down to the Kendalls right away. Now, you promised me.
I promised, but...
Oh, my gosh, at the hospital, I didn't even know it.
But I tell you, sir, there is nobody here by that name.
Now, look here, nurse. She came in this morning.
Well, perhaps she went to another hospital.
Oh, no. I know she didn't go to another. She reserved a room for months ago. This is where her doctor always takes her patients. Dr. Renning, she's a woman doctor.
Yes, of course. I know Dr. Renning, but she had only one delivery this morning.
That was it. That was my baby. Look, for Pete's sake, I'm the father.
Oh, yes. I see. Well, excuse me. If you'll step over here, you can look in the window. The new baby is in the third crib.
Yes.
Miss O'Hara, will you hold up the new baby?
The new baby.
She'll hold your baby up as soon as she finishes giving that one his bottle.
Oh, sir. Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, what was it?
It's a lovely little girl.
Oh, lovely little girl. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And how is my wife?
The mother is doing fine. She's sleeping now, sir.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must take this lunch to my patient down the hall.
Yes, of course. You go ahead. I'll wait right here. Thank you.
Come in. Oh, come in, nurse.
I brought you a special lunch, Mrs. Parker, and visiting hours are over this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, nurse. I'll go. Good heavens, look at the time. I should have been home to get lunch. I must go, Helen.
Oh, you're a dear to stop in.
You look as though we'll be seeing you here as a patient soon.
Oh, yes, it's due July 14th, in fact, next Monday.
Nurse, what was the commotion out in the hall?
Oh, some man who insisted his wife had a baby here this morning. Well, his name isn't the same as the mother, so goodness knows what it's all about. And she's a very young girl, too.
Oh, dear, those things are so sad. You mean you think he's...
No,
well,
no,
I wouldn't presume to say...
My God, I tell you, that is my baby.
What do you mean, new baby? What do you mean, new baby?
But I dear, now, what's going on out there?
My baby. He's going this morning, I said.
Why, that sounds like my husband.
Your husband? Oh, come on.
Goodbye, Helen. Nice to see you.
Come back and tell me what that's all about.
There's the nurse. Ask the nurse. Look, you said that was my baby, didn't you?
What do you mean? His baby. What do you mean? That's my baby girl.
But
Anna Maria Dolorosa Salet.
My good man, I tell you. What are you doing here?
Well, I think I might ask the same thing of you.
Haven't you had the baby?
Why, no. Do I look it? Well, I just dropped in to visit Helen Parker.
It's the baby. She's my baby. Anna Maria Dolorosa Scarlett.
Yes, you're quite right, sir. It is your baby. It has been a terrible mistake.
Mistake? What do you mean, mistake?
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know.
I certainly don't know either.
Somebody's better try to explain. That's all I say. Somebody's better try to explain.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. If there's gloom to be erased, Pat Buttram and Art Linkletter are two perfect editors to give it the old blue pencil. What's more, you never have very long to wait between visits. Each of these fun-minded fellows turns up every Monday through Friday on most of these same stations. Give either one his head and then sit back and listen. In no time at all, you'll be surrounded by an aura of fun. Pat Buttram can't miss, because he has a habit of carrying on without inhibitions and the perfect cast to help him with his mischief-making. Music and song are two more important ingredients of Just Entertainment with Pat Buttram, Monday through Friday in the daytime on CBS Radio. Those same days, anything goes when Art Linkletter comes this way. Art Linkletter's house party is one of those magical heartwarmers. Art keeps pumping fun into his Hollywood studios, and the well never runs dry. Meet the stars in their happiest moods. Share the fun with folks just like you having the time of their lives in Art Linkletter's house party shows weekdays at the Star's address.
Betsy told me you went to the hospital, didn't you?
I didn't say Mommy went to get Arnold, baby.
I told Betsy I was stopping there to see Helen Parker.
Well, you didn't tell me that, Betsy.
You didn't ask me, Daddy. Besides, I tried to tell you, but you just ran out and got in the car and drove off.
Oh. Well, all right. Now, let's all calm down.
Well,
I guess no real harm was done.
Well, maybe not, but I certainly feel like a fool, and that poor Mr. Scarlatti up there with me claiming his baby, the poor guy. No wonder he got upset. I would, too.
Well, we explained how he thought it happened, didn't we?
Oh, boy, I tell you.
And on top of everything else, you getting lunch, dear?
Lunch? No.
Oh.
I saved your lunch for you, Daddy.
Oh, well, all right, dear. Maybe just a sandwich,
but
huh?
But you said you liked the soup, Daddy.
Yes, I did, dear. It was delicious, but...
I saved it for you, Daddy. Mommy, Mary Lou, and I made up a new kind of soup.
Really? That's wonderful. Well, while Daddy's eating, maybe some young lady better help me clean up his kitchen. I think Mommy has a few things to teach you about cooking. But for a beginner, you did very, very well, Betsy. And I'm sure Daddy appreciates it, too, don't you, Daddy?
Thank you. Here's your soup, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, darling. Oh, on top of everything else, I'm having stone soup for lunch.
Never a dull moment, dear, when you have children.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunn, with Francie and Barbara Myers, Pat England, Peggy Allenby, and Arnie Freeman, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.